Hello, everybody. How are we feeling? How are we doing? It's AMA time. Because that's what I'm comfortable making at this moment. So here we are. Has it been that long? No. But, how am I? I'm doing better. Slowly. But I'm doing better. But I did promise you guys one of these, like, last month, and I didn't do it. Whoopsies. So we're gonna do it now. We're gonna do it now. I am very hyper, talking without a script or being sexual is very nerve-wracking for me. Have fun. But it's okay. We got it. We'll be good. I got my hot chocolate with sprinkles and marshmallows, as one should. I got this new top. It's satin. Ooh. And very big. So it kind of reminds me of one of those poet shirts. So it's a vibe. It's a vibe. We're cozy. We're thriving. And I'm gonna answer some questions. For all of you. If you hear people in the background walking around, moving shit, talking, it's because I don't live alone. So, sorry about that. I'm filming this rather early than I usually film. So, film, record, same difference. Okay. I hope you are doing good. Whoever you are listening to this. We are almost at freaking 800 followers, and I don't understand. To be fair, like, that's the only number I really look at. Like, I haven't looked at play counts of anything since I posted them. Nope. No. That'll freak me out. I know, like, sometimes I see them. Not on purpose, but by accident. And they'll just, like, pop up. And I'll be like, oh my goodness. A number. Because then you, like, picture that number and you're like, oh, what the fuck? That's a lot of people. Like, if I was standing in front of that many people. What the heck? What a time. okay, let's get into the questions. You know what? Let's just jump right into it. I will try and say your usernames. I'm dyslexic, so I'm sorry if I butcher them. But I'm gonna go, like, oldest to newest on the comments under the post. And if you didn't comment, it's all good. Catch the next one. You know? Let's chat. Catch the next one. Ask me a question. Oh my goodness. Kitten, get yourself together. Come on now. Hot chocolate. Okay. So the first question that I have on here is from Mango_Cranky. What's good? Hope you're doing well. It says, how do you prepare to perform in audio? Exercises, vocal or otherwise, set up, dress or not? How do you get in the mood? Feel it in your body and perform? Interesting question. I'm gonna be fully honest with you. I do almost no preparing. Like, almost none. Occasionally, I'll light a candle. Just for the vibes, you know? Like, right now, I have a candle lit. It's one of the new ones from Bath & Body Works. It's the pink lilac and vanilla. Let me tell you, it's really good. If you like flowers, and vanilla. It's really good. So, yeah. But other than the candle and probably wearing less clothes than I usually do, it is, I'll be honest, it's rare that I'm fully naked when I'm recording. I don't know why. Usually I'm not wearing any like pants or like shorts unless it's in one of the scripts that I do where it calls for me wearing clothing, then I will wear clothing. But yeah, usually I'm wearing some type of shirt or top. Yeah. Exercises or like vocals or anything like that, I do almost none. Almost none, love? Almost none? Pretty much none. Usually, if I'm doing my own, like, not reading a script, I just, well, usually I'm playing quite a bit before that. But, so I just kind of already have it in my system, and I'm like, alright, let's just record something. Because it would be hot. And here we are. But yeah. Yeah, usually there's like, I try not to set too much of a outcome on it, or like perfection on it, because then it just, it's not fun when I do that. So I try not to. I hope that answers your question. But yeah. Usually. Cool. We'll just go right on the next one. I'm gonna take a sip of hot chocolate and then we're gonna move on. Oh. Okay, next question. Blue Fox 109. Oh, you got three questions. Heck yeah. Okay, the first one says, do you think that GWA writers and performers are more sexual than members of the public in general? I think they have the potential to be. Do I think I'm more sexual? Yes. Would anybody I know, tell you that? No. None of them would. None of them would. I am still very new to the sexual world, but yes, I do think that the majority of people on here are probably more sexual. Maybe not necessarily more kinky, but like they just like enjoy sex more, you know? Okay, second question. It says, do you have any kinky fantasies that you have no idea why it turns you on? No. Let me tell you. No. I know exactly why most of them turn me on. There's maybe one that's far out there. That's like a little concerning. But like, I'd never do it. I'd never do it. We're gonna knock on wood. I'd never do it, okay? It's not happening, but, like, there are definitely things. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. No, I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's not happening. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I'm not telling you what it is. No. I can't. That's a no. But yeah, most of them I know why, though, because I do a lot of self-reflecting, so I've kind of put together why I'm into a lot of the things that I'm into, which I mean is fun, so. Sometimes, I don't know if it's better not knowing, now that I think about it. Sometimes a little bit of mystery is fun too, but. Needless, yes, I know. okay. And then the last question you have is, were you a listener for a long before you decided to record? Yes. Yes, I have been listening to GWA for a long time. Long time. Longer than probably I should have been, but it's fun. You know what? It's fun. I think, I'm gonna be honest, real quick. Like, when I first kind of was exploring sexual things, I think audios were kind of the way that I gravitated more towards, more so than, like, the visual stuff. Gives more comfortable, more personal, you know? So, a younger me was more about that. And an older me is still very much more into that. Yes, I hope I answered all your questions correctly. Or, like, answered them in a way that helped you understand where I'm going from. But, yeah. Dark and Twisted left a, well, he was asking me, I'm just gonna read the message. It says, you have a very beautiful and amazing voice. Thank you. would you ever be willing to talk about custom audios? And then he says that he writes, erotic stories and would love to talk to you about it if you're willing. Yes. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Thank you for the compliment. I love compliments. if you can't tell, praise is kind of my thing. Kind of my thing. But, yeah, custom audios, I don't know. I'm not fully against them. Like, maybe one day, but not right now. Not right now. When I do them, I will let y'all know. Trust me. Y'all will know when I do them, because I don't really know how to go about that. And that is a very personal thing. Very personal thing, but possibly. I'm gonna leave that as it's a possibility. That's for sure. Ahem. Okay, let's move on. But yes. Oh, I'm gonna mess up your username. But you're a peach and I know exactly who you are. I'm not even gonna try it. I'm so sorry. You're great. I adore you. Filled one of your scripts, though. You're a great writer. Keep it up. You know? Love to see ya. But anyways, let's answer the questions. you asked, do you have a process for picking which scripts you decide to fill? Not really a process. More so me just, like, scrolling through the GWA Script Guild and kind of reading through a bunch. I try and keep, like, the word count under a certain length. I think usually, like, 1,200 words, 1,400's kind of pushing it, depending on who the writer is. but... yeah, because I don't want them to be too long. Because there's a certain point to where I'm, like, recording and reading scripts to where I just kind of, like, zone out. So I have to be into what I'm reading to an extent. But yeah, so I look for a word count, usually, and then, like, topics that I'm feeling. You know, like, if I want to be a little more, if I want it to be more plot heavy, sometimes I'll choose one that's more of storyline or, like, is backed by something. There's a lot of, like, emotional kind of ones that I have on my page, which is kind of surprising. Was not expecting that. But it's me, so of course that'll happen. yes. So that's kind of my process. Just whatever I'm in the mood for, and then the word count. And then also if it's like, yeah, Thank you for that loud introduction to your sneeze. It's great. Oh my goodness. I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah. Are you good? My god. God gods. Could you be any louder? Honestly. I love living with other people. Anyways. Yes. Word count and whatever I'm feeling in the mood for reading. And then also if it reads. Like if I can read it out loud and not have to think about it too much. Or like if I have to stare at the screen and read the whole thing while I'm recording, not it. If I can like kind of pick up what I'm reading and get lost in it a little bit, then it's a little bit easier for me to make it more realistic, I suppose. So the ability to read it out loud and make it sound natural is very good for me. Very good for me. So yeah. Number two. It says, are there any kinks that you've discovered through GWA that you didn't know you'd be into? Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh, your girl's a little freaky. She's a little freaky. More so than I thought I'd be, if I'm being honest. I always assumed I'd be a little bit out there, but not to the extent that I have come to realize. But yeah. All things I'd love to explore. If you want to know what those kinks are. Maybe. Maybe I'll come back to it. Maybe I'll answer. Maybe. I don't know. But yes, they do surprise me. A few of them have definitely caught me off guard. You know? They've definitely caught me off guard, but they're super fun when both parties are into it. If not, then I just seem crazy. So, but yeah. My audios are very tame. Very tame. Love. Than what I actually am into. Or would be into. Okay. I hope that answered your question. Number three. Do you ever like to listen to other fills of scripts you've done to compare your own performance? Okay. So, I rarely listen to fills of scripts after I've performed them. Very rarely do I listen to them even before. It's rare sometimes if there's like more than two fills of it, or if there's another fill already, I will go and I will briefly listen just to see kind of what they've done with it and to make sure I'm not giving the same energy, the same performance. Not that I act in these, like, not really, like a little bit, but not to the extent. I like to be as natural as I can be, so I don't know. Sometimes I listen to them. Comparing, not so much. I mean, like, everybody's way of recording and like doing audios is different. Mine is very nonchalant. Very nonchalant. We're very chill. You know? We're very chill here. Like right now, most of my audios are recorded on my phone. And I don't edit them. So a lot of the times, there's a lot that I say before I actually start reading the script, and after I start reading the script, I accidentally left one comment in on one of the audios. I forget which one, but one of you commented that I did, and I was like, oh goodness. It's like, I thought I trimmed it all. But yeah, that's as far as editing. I don't do a lot of it. Yes. Okay, I hope those answered your questions. Hope that helped you. Okay, last one. We're getting to the last one. T-Pan underscore 5E. How you doing? Thank you for asking me questions. It says, how would you feel if someone in your life knew you create these delicious audio treats? Ha ha ha! Fun fact. A few people do know. A few people do know. Two of my friends know that I do these. One of them is a girl, and one of them is a guy. I know the girl listens to them. Sometimes. I don't know if she listens to these ones, but she has in the past, so that's fun. But yes, my male friend that I have told about this, he does not like them. Which honestly just makes me laugh. Like, I mean, hey, audios are not for everybody. They are not for everybody, so I respect it. But he does not like them. No. At least that's what he told me. Who knows? But why would he lie? So, anyway. Sip. That is... yeah. People do know. People do know. So that's fun. And then the last question is, it what's a kink or fetish you have that might surprise some of us? I think most of them. I think most of my kinks that I have not said or played with in this realm on the internet. I think most of them. One of them, I have a decent knife kink. Yep. Love me a little bit of danger. Not a lot, but a little bit. So yeah, knife kinks, so fun. I also, yeah, I'll tell you guys, why not? I ordered a few knives that are specifically made for playing with, so I'm very excited. They're not like blades, they're the acrylic knives. Yo, because like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I've tried it. Like, with an actual knife, with myself, I would not trust nobody I know with a knife with me at this moment, but which is why I got the acrylic ones. So I'm very excited. One of them is in like the handles in the shape of a rose. I'm really about it. The other one has like little hearts on it. Oh my goodness, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about them. Kate's very excited. She's ready. She is ready. But yeah, that one's probably, maybe not. Maybe it's not surprising. But to me, I feel like that might surprise some of you. For sure. What else? I mean, like, that's all of your questions. Thank you so much for asking me questions. This is fun. There's one question that I feel like I'm just gonna answer. Just because when I talk to some of you guys, all of you ask me this question. And as much as I love talking about it, I feel like I am just going to answer it here as well, which is, I started making these because no one asked that. And I was really surprised that no one asked that. Very shocked. Very shocked. But it's okay. I'll ask myself this question. I started getting into these. Recording them. Basically. Because, almost a year ago. Oh my goodness, no, over a year ago. It's February 9th. Oh, wow. Over a year ago, I met up with this guy. That I, like, kind of knew from school. We were talking a lot for, like, the month of January. But he wasn't there. So we were talking, like, on the phone and, like, FaceTiming all the time. And it was nice. And he was like, oh, you're super cute. And he was like, and sweet. And he was like, let's hang out. And I'm like, okay. Okay, buddy. So when he got back, we did. And then I, like, almost had sex with him, and it was very weird. My opinion on sex is it's very weird. It is very intense. For me, at least. I feel things very deeply and get overwhelmed quite quick if I'm not 100% on what's going on. And yeah. So it was interesting, to say the least, and I have not tried again, so that tells you where I'm at. But he was nice about it. It's all good. We don't talk anymore, but he was nice about it. But yeah, like, we just kind of almost did it and then didn't, and then I left the morning after, and after that it was quite draining for me after. Like, I was, like, emotionally and physically drained for, like, a good month. And I was like, you know what? Maybe sex just isn't for me. Like, with other people. So, I didn't. And then I started making these because I was like, well, I still want to, like, explore myself. And, kind of see where I'm at. And what I like. So that is why I make these audios, if you're curious. So they might get a little more personal as time goes on. Another little secret that I don't mind sharing. This is not my first account. I did have one that I started back in April. Like the end of April of last year, and I did it through half of June, I want to say, maybe the first or second week, and then I stopped. But yeah, I had my little moment on here. My little moment. I was younger, less, I don't feel like the same person I was back then, my goodness. But it's definitely been a time. It's definitely been a time. But I'm back. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. She's back. She's here. And I've been here for a lot longer. Since October 14th. My goodness. October, November, December, January. That's 4 months. That's a long time. And we're still here. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. So we're vibing. You know? But yeah. What a fun time. Yes. Who knows? I'm not fully against having sex. One day. So I guess I just kind of outed myself too. Yes, I've never actually had sex then. Not fully. I want to know how many people are surprised by this. If you're still listening, I want to know. Did you know? Was it obvious? That I had not had sex before in my audios. I would love to know. Actually. Your reaction. Give it to me. Yes, as you can see, laughing is just part of my natural state. So, which is good. I mean, hey, y'all should laugh more, you know? Why not? Laughing's great. Laughing is amazing. And it's been a while since I've giggled this much, so we're vibing. We're vibing, friends. We're vibing. But yeah, there's a lot of you. Thank you. Let me just say that. Thank you so much to all of you that have stayed around and hung out and, like, chatted with me. And those of you that leave comments, an extra hello. Because I adore all of you. Even the ones that don't interact with me. Y'all are great. Thank you so much for enjoying my content and my voice. yeah. It's been fun. It's been a fun time. Hanging out with you guys. And answering your questions. Spilling some tea. Drinking some hot chocolate, and just feeling good. Just feeling good. You know? Yeah. Anyways. I don't really know how to end this. So maybe I won't. Maybe we'll just keep talking. Because I kind of like this. And I haven't outed myself yet. So we're good. yeah. I definitely want to do more of these. Because these are kind of cozy. These are kind of cozy. You know? They are kind of cozy. Do you like the jazz music? I like the jazz music. It's calming. I'll link it below. It's a YouTube video. I'm very into music. There's a YouTube video, or a YouTube channel. It's called My Analog Journal. I found it in, like, 2018. It is so good. Oh my goodness. It's literally just this guy who plays, like, a bunch of records in his collection, and then he has other people come on to this channel and play their favorite records. And it's just a very good time. It's a very good time. So I'm going to link it for you. So you too can enjoy all of the content. Maybe I'll link some of my favorite collections that he has on there. Because they are quite enjoyable. Very vibey. Very vibey. Yes. Yeah. I suppose that's it. I'm going to finish my hot chocolate and relax. Probably do some writing and go to bed. Just a chill night. What a time. Okay. thank you for listening to this very long audio. Oh my goodness. We're almost at 35 minutes. I'm just gonna let it hit 35 minutes. but yes, thank you so much. And to all of you that have messaged me in the last, week or so since I made that lovely little heartbreak post. Thank you so much for checking in on me and for chatting. Y'all are very sweet. And it does help. And I really do appreciate it. So thank you very much. It does make Kitten feel very cozy. So, in between the sad. But yeah. On a light note, I hope you enjoyed this. And I will be back to recording content soon. In time. You have the Valentine's Day audio, which I think a lot of you are going to be a little surprised that that's the one I post, but it's a great audio. It's a great audio. I'm proud of it, so you're going to get it. That sounded like a threat. But you're going to get it, so that's fine. Okay, my loves, I'm going to go. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're staying hydrated and eating food and getting all the rest. And if you haven't had a hug today, I'm giving you hugs if you would like them. All the hugs and the coziness. Okay. Take care.